Artificial intelligence of tomorrow depends on what we put into it today, our values, our priorities, our humanity. A researcher at Penn says we should take deliberate action to ensure AI serves society, not just the bottom line. Think about phone numbers. You remember your own, the number to your parents' house, but how many more of your family and close friends can you dial by heart? And how many digits will forever be known only to your phone's contact app?
That is one illustration of the fact that we voluntarily delegate ever more to our devices in whichever form they may come.
Dr. Cornelia Walter is making the point that, well, I'll let her say it.
Let's face it, the human being is lazy.
Don't take umbrage. We're all in the same boat. And if we can avoid exercising that gray matter, we often do.
The brain is a muscle. Use it or lose it. And it's very easy to become ever more reliant on our always on, always friendly, always available artificial assistant.
Walter is a senior fellow at Penn. She doesn't bang the usual drum that artificial intelligence will eliminate all our jobs, nor does she evangelize that AI will solve all our ills. The truth lies somewhere in the middle, and Walter argues it's up to us to define what that looks like, to think about it, to advocate for it, to do it, as she puts it, to have agency amid AI.
We can't expect from the technology of tomorrow to live up to values that the humans of today are not living up to. That is, in a way, a radical invitation to turn 180 degrees around and face our own humanity.
Walter calls it pro-social AI, a system designed to bring out the best within itself for people and the planet. One example, work they're doing at Penn around AI, supporting caregivers of people with disabilities. It's how artificial intelligence can help those most in need first, where Walter believes the focus should be.
To seize it first as a tool that can open access for people who may currently be excluded. But we can't really sit back and relax and wait until there are some positive outcomes that come for us.
You can learn much more about artificial intelligence, its impact on our lives and on society. Listen to our Odyssey conversation, Artificial Revolution, tonight at 7, right here on 103.9 FM. Or you can ask your artificial assistant, your smart speaker, to play KYW News Radio.